This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Israel's army says it is expanding ground operations in Gaza. The offensive has sparked angry protests in Tel Aviv.
It's not against the soldiers. It's against our government that betrayed our people.
The Israeli airstrikes continue as well. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Early morning reports came in today of more airstrikes near southern Khan Yunis and Rafah, which is on Egypt's border. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has warned Gaza to return the hostages and expel Hamas, the alternative being total destruction.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that begins the dismantling of the Education Department. Professor Cassie Williams at LSU believes allowing states to control funds will be a problem for low-income students.
I don't know what public schools are going to do whenever we have all the money going to the public schools, but it's going towards football programs or it's going towards things that are not ensuring equitable education.
Dozens of demonstrators locked arms today in a protest at NOAA headquarters over the cuts to the federal workforce. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin.
Hang tough with NOAA. Hang tough with FDA. Hang tough with NIH. Hang tough with the federal workers. And hang tough for democracy, science, and truth in America.
Prosecutors allege a former FBI agent took sensitive records and possibly exposed informant information after leaving the bureau. Scott McFarlane has the story.
According to prosecutors, Jonathan Buma was a longtime FBI agent in Los Angeles. And before leaving the agency in October 2023, they allege he printed out dozens of FBI files and that he was writing a book that included FBI sensitive information. They arrested Buma, according to charging documents, as he tried to leave the country on a flight out of JFK Airport in New York.
A dual Turkish U.S. national who worked as an electrical engineer for the Defense Department pleaded guilty today to removing classified materials. The Taliban has freed an American held in Afghanistan for more than 2 years. Vicki Barker has that.
Atlanta airline mechanic George Glesman was in Afghanistan as a tourist when he was seized by the Taliban's intelligence services in December 2022. He's the third American to be released since January. Unlike the previous deals brokered by the Biden administration, this one reportedly did not involve a prisoner swap. The State Department says the deal was brokered by U.S. and Qatari negotiators. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
The Taliban says he was released on humanitarian grounds. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there, and we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Dick Rousseff is with me, and I talked with you yesterday a little bit, Dick, but I wanted to bring you back today as you're getting ready to call some high school basketball. Just remind us what we've got going on. We've got a game tonight and another one tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, so tonight we have Bonduelle 27-1 versus our Hawks from the Prairie School 14-15 with a tip-off at 6:35 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. And then tomorrow afternoon.
We have the top seeded Racine Park taking on Cedarburg, and that will be a 1:35 tip off. And we'll have pregame at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I have to let you know tomorrow, you're going to be eating into some of my show. So I'm just going to forgive you ahead of time for that one. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Kurt. Absolutely. All right. So high school basketball tonight with Prairie, tomorrow afternoon with Park. And I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that both teams are going to be playing on Saturday for the state championships in their respective divisions.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully that'll happen.
Very good. Dick Graceffa, have a good call.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right. There's Dick Graceffa. High school basketball tonight and tomorrow on WRJM.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
I don't know. it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me
have got something that's real. I know it's gonna
and local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where you should make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day and some songs you may have forgotten all about. It's entertaining and it's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook
Elvis
up.
Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Let's take you back to this date, 1960, March 20th, 1960. Elvis Presley began his first recording session just 18 days after his discharge from the U.S. Army. for local news, WRJN, and we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then go in-depth and read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's Mount Pleasant data center project faces a partial setback. CBS 58 reports the company has halted work on two of its Racine County building sites. The first phase of the billion-dollar initiative is not expected to be impacted and is set for a 2026 completion. A court-related custom around election time is ready. The Racine County Bar Association has released the results of its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming Racine County Circuit Court election. It's for a judge position on Branch 7. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, while challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. Five members of the Racine Bar considered both candidates equally qualified. You can see your ballot and how to vote early at myvote.wi.gov. Today, Racine hosts two prominent Wisconsin politicians. Governor Tony Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, promoting his budget's focus on veteran support and tiny home initiatives. Senator Tammy Baldwin is holding a roundtable at the MLK Community Center, rallying against what she says are potential Medicaid cuts. It wasn't 90,000 in the Superdome, but it was a few hundred at a Kenosha County bar for the Hulkster yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office did get a call about all the traffic issues around Bender's Bar in Silver Lake for a visit from Hulk Hogan. He's touring the country promoting a new beer. And Tuesday's Racine Common Council meeting saw insufficient attendance. That means they couldn't proceed with a scheduled veto vote. According to the Racine County Eye, various reasons, including health concerns and prior commitments, kept some alders away. You can find out who was there, who wasn't, and the reasons behind it all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there, and we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay a victim if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I was just reading this about canned beer. Canned beer is 90 years old this year. Now, I don't drink beer that often, but when I do, I certainly don't want it from a can. I want it from a bottle or, you know, on tap. And I guess that makes me a beer snob, even though I very rarely drink it. local news, timeless hints. WRJN, home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Kind of a drag.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We are really bringing local back. We've got the Racine Raiders football team on the air with us this year. The 2025 season is all set. The home and away games are going to air right here on WRJN. Plus, we'll keep you up to date with team news, too. First game for the Racine Raiders begins in May. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
Don't you baby be fair. Lean on me in time to bear. When the day comes and you're down and I'll be in trouble and I'm about to throw.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. We're looking for a mostly clear sky tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy, a high of 52. And Saturday, up to 39 with sunshine.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller. Listening to Buck Owens. Looking out my back door.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh oh oh.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump will soon begin the dismantling of another federal agency, as Natalie Brand reports.
After weeks of talking about it,
we want education to be moved back where the states run education.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this afternoon aimed at dismantling the Department of Education, a longtime goal of conservatives.
We have spent more than $3 trillion at this federal bureaucracy. What has been the return on that investment for the American taxpayer? Levels that are less than ideal, less than proficient.
In the Middle East, Israel has launched more ground operations in Gaza after days of airstrikes, and despite angry protesters who staged demonstrations in Tel Aviv,